the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So I was asking Father Julio, how do I preach? And this, my church in Jacksonville is not in around. So this is a new experience for me. But what a beautiful passage we have from John's gospel today. If we remember last week, what Jesus told us, that he was the good shepherd. And today he says, I am the vine. These I am statements of Jesus. These clear declarations where he's identifying himself as God. If we remember back in the Old Testament, when God spoke to Moses in the burning bush, he gave him his name as I am. And so when Jesus gives us, there's seven times in the Gospel of John where Jesus says, I am. I am God. He's reminding his closest followers who he is. And if this passage, it was given to his disciples at the Last Supper. John chapter 15, it's in the middle of that bread of life, that Last Supper discourse. His last expression of himself to his closest followers as he's prepared to give himself completely to them and to us in the Paschal mystery. That Paschal mystery that we prayed in the opening prayer that would be constantly made new within us. That those of us who've been made new through holy baptism will continue to grow and bear fruit and have life eternal. And this is what Jesus was talking about in the gospel, about bearing fruit. So we, as we remain in the vine, as branches that we are, if we stay close to the vine, we will produce much fruit. And that's how the Father is glorified, he says at the end of that passage. The Father is glorified when we are his disciples and we produce fruit. So we have to produce fruit, right? So like when we hear these kind of passages and these kind of declarations, it's very easy for us to focus on producing fruit. And what kind of fruit do I have in my life? And what do I need to do to produce fruit? And how is my fruit? But what Jesus was focusing on was remaining with him. Seven times in those eight verses, that word remain is there. That word remain in its different forms and versions in the Greek is all throughout John's gospel. If we remember the beginning of John's gospel, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among them. The Word became flesh and remained among them. Later on in that first chapter of John's gospel, when John the Baptist sees Jesus and says, Behold the Lamb of God. And John and Andrew leave John the Baptist to follow Jesus. They say to him, Jesus, where do you stay? Where do you remain? John, the writer of the gospel, in the second reading, tells us if we remain, in order to remain in Jesus, to remain in the Father, we have to keep the commandments. In John chapter 6, he says to remain in him, to abide in him, is to eat the body and blood. This theme of remaining, of staying, of dwelling, of abiding, it's central in John's writings. John, this youngest apostle, the one who was so close to Jesus at the Last Supper, who remained so close, put his head to the chest. We can imagine he heard the heartbeat of God at that Last Supper. This is the man who's telling us what Jesus told him. Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. Remain in me. Maybe you've never had a garden. Maybe you're not a vine dresser. But we can imagine this image. It's an easy image for us to get into. The vine and the branches. And unless you remain in me, you have no fruit, you have no life. How easy it is for us to be distracted by the many flashy things in our lives that slowly and slowly distance us, separate us from the true vine, from God. Jesus says, if you want to be my disciple, if you want to produce fruit, remain in me. And so maybe you haven't actually been a gardener and grown things, but here in Florida, we have lots of fruit trees, lots of vegetation that produce fruit or that produce flowers. And we know how that works. If I am to produce fruit, the last thing that I need to focus on is the actual producing of the fruit. We have an orange tree in our backyard. The orange tree is not going to think to itself, make an orange, make an orange, make an orange, and the orange is going to come. That's not how it works. What the orange tree is going to say is, give me some sunlight. Give me some rain. Give me some good soil. Let me be a tree. And then as I am a tree, I will produce fruit. It's a natural, automatic consequence, byproduct of the tree being the tree. The vine, the grapevine, produces grapes as a natural consequence of being attached to the vine, of being attached to the source. It cannot produce the grape. It cannot produce the orange. The rose bush can't produce roses unless it's attached to the tree or the bush. Unless that bush is firmly planted and receives sunlight and water and rain and good soil. So when we're commanded to produce fruit, it's a command. We must produce fruit. That's how we glorify the Father. But we need not focus on that. Our focus, our attention, our desire should be to be close to Jesus. Like John the Baptist, to lay our head on his chest. We are in the midst of that scene here at Mass. In a few moments, through the words of consecration, we go to heaven. We go to Calvary. We can place our head on the chest of Jesus every time we come to Mass. We can remain in him. And then what does Jesus talk about? Pruning and cutting. It's the same action. Whenever I think about this scene, that's what I think about. Like if I'm a branch and here comes the gardener with some pruning shears, whether he prunes me or he cuts me, it's the same action and it's going to feel the same. The pain, the sting of being cut, it's the same as if I'm being cut off or if I'm being pruned. So often, we fall into the trap that once I become a Christian, once I get saved, once I get born again, my life is easy. No more pain, no more problems, no more suffering. That's not the truth. We all know that. And it's not the gospel truth. If we produce fruit, our Father will prune us. Our Father will help us to produce more fruit. So what do we need to do? We need to look at the prunings in our life just as that, as our Heavenly Father conditioning us. If you play a sport, your coach prunes you. If you play a musical instrument, your teacher prunes you. If you go to school to learn math or whatever, your teacher prunes you, channels your energy, gets rid of the mistakes that you're making so that you can be good at what you're supposed to be doing. If you're trying to swing a bat and you drop your elbow, if you're too far back or your stance is not right, your batting coach is going to set you straight. He's going to prune you so that you can swing well. This is what the action of the Father is. And Jesus tells us it's the Word of God that prunes us. We should ask for the grace to remain close to Jesus. Ask for that grace to see the pruning just as that, as a pruning, as a purification, as a perfecting of me, so that I can produce the fruit. So I'll give you three things. It's my secret to holiness. Just three. Mass every Sunday and Holy Day of Obligation. But every time, every day you can come to Mass, you should. But if you attend Mass every Sunday, if you spend quality, intimate time in prayer with Jesus every day, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes, quality time, not just speed reading prayers or whatever, but spend time with Jesus. And if you confess your sins on a regular basis, every 4 to 6 weeks, That's really where the pruning takes place, in the mercy of the confessional, as we present our heart to our Heavenly Father. Sunday Mass, daily prayer, frequent confession. Those are the ways that we can stay close to Jesus. Those are the ways that we can see the things in our lives that might be uncomfortable as tools of perfection, so that I can produce the fruit, that my life will be fruitful, that I will be a witness. I will give glory to the Heavenly Father. So that we said in the responsorial psalm, we can tell the generations who have not yet heard the story, that our lives will be a witness, our lives will be a gospel, that we will be in the world fruitful. The fruit that St. Paul talks about in Galatians, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, modesty, self-control. These are the fruits that our lives will produce if we remain close to the Lord. Let us ask for that grace, especially in these moments, these sacred and holy moments of the Holy Mass, where we are so close to Jesus. We ask for that grace to lay our head on His chest, to hear His heartbeat, and allow us to hear Him say to each one of us, "Remain with me." Amen.